Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the morning. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about finances and, you know, who gets to say and who gets to spend and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you need to ask for permission? We actually talked to a gentleman yesterday that he and his wife for 20-something years have had separate bank accounts. He doesn't know how much money she's got over there. Yeah. She has no idea how much money he's got over there. Mm-hmm. And they have never had an issue with their finances whatsoever.
Good for them.
They separate those finances. Some people separate their bedrooms. And they swear it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, you're one of those people.
I am one of those people. The Hubs and I don't think we've slept in the same bed for 5 years.
Five years. However, you guys just got back together.
We did. 3 days, you guys. We've got 3 whole days under our belt.
You guys are sleeping in the same bed?
Like it only took a minor surgery and a sleep apnea machine to get us back together.
Awesome.
So yeah, 3 whole days.
How does it feel?
It feels good. It's different. It's weird.
There's less room now,
right? There is less room. The dog is confused.
Okay.
And now I'm like having to like tiptoe around in the morning and like just use the flashlight on my phone to get where I need to be. And
yep, welcome to my world.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange. It's like,
so
it's like I just got married all over again.
But I'm curious.
Yeah.
Are you happy with this decision, or is there a little piece of you that's like,
I want my bed back.
I liked it the way it was before.
So we're still in the honeymoon phase of things, kind of. And it's fine right now, but I can see maybe in like a month, I'm going to be probably annoyed with it again. Just because.
If you got last a month, that might be pretty good. Yeah.
What about on the weekends? On the weekends, do you guys sleep in the same bed?
No.
Really? Yeah, not even on the weekends?
Not even on the weekends.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's how bad it had gotten. But we're trying to mend the fences and bring us back together.
I love it.
As a couple. Like I said, it's like we're in the honeymoon phase right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at anything yet.
Okay.
Yet.
I'm not mad. I'm just waiting for the moment that he does snore again.
So, as you know, I'm always thinking about logistics.
Right.
And I don't want to get too personal, and I definitely don't want to get too much detail on this, but I do have questions.
Okay, you can ask those questions as soon as my parents turn the radio off.
Okay.
Mom, Dad, turn it off. Just turn it
down. I don't want any specifics, like I said.
Okay.
But I'm curious.
Pretty much an open book. Go ahead, ask.
No, because I'm curious. There's a lot of people that maybe you're considering this opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
Notice I say opportunity. You're considering this opportunity to not have to sleep with your spouse in the same bed.
Uh-huh.
But other things that happen in your bedroom.
Right.
Obviously, does he like send you a text? Hey, you want to come over?
Oh, yeah. That like literally always happens. You've got to change it up, too.
We go
from room to room.
Yeah.
Room. Sometimes it's in his room. Sometimes it's in my room, you know.
You say, okay, you got to leave. Okay, you got to go.
It's like really, literally, it's like the...
Time's up.
It's like you do the little snuggle thing, and then you're like, okay, bye.
Ooh, you must be tired,
you
huh?
You do the little roll away from each other kind of a thing. Like, all right, time for you to go to your bedroom.
So let's just say, though, he falls asleep in your bedroom.
I won't let that happen.
You won't?
I didn't let that happen.
Do you wake him up? Go.
Get out. Like, get out.
Really? Yeah.
If I'm in a good mood, I'll just get up and go to the other room.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. But it is his room and her room.
Oh, absolutely.
Are they decorated as such?
Yes, he's got his own sheets.
That's awesome.
But does he have like Star Wars posters and stuff?
I know, that's what I want to know. No. I'm like, is it like kids' bedroom?
Like, call
this is the kids' boys' room.
We're in an apartment right now, so he doesn't have anything on the walls. So he doesn't want to mess up the walls. No, but I like that idea. I like that. That way, when the nieces and nephews come to visit, like he can stay with them in their room. Then he doesn't have to come bunk with me. I think that's a great idea.
I can see it. Come over to Rebecca's house.
Well, this is James's room.
You're going to be bunking with James tonight.
Star Wars bed sheets.
Yeah,
and
he's
everything.
Got the Xbox in there.
Right? That is in his room for sure.
Of course it is. That's awesome. It's bobbleheads.
I'm glad you guys are coming back together. That's
me
amazing.
Me too. Right? 3 whole days. What's the over under, guys?
Four days.
Hey, listen, give me one more day. Lucky.
I think you guys should make a pact.
Okay.
And you do this all the way through the rest of 2019.
We're going to try.
Good luck. You got to go.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.